This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with Vintage Homeschool Moms. And today is my exercise and wellness segment. So we're going to be getting to that in just a few minutes. I hope you are catching some of the other podcasters on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. There are some wonderful broadcasts on there, and I just want to make sure and give a shout out to some of our wonderful podcasters on the network. You can find so many different topics. All you have to do is go to ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com. There is a search bar on the front page, and you can search for any topic, homeschool or parenting or weight loss or homeopathy or math or, just about anything. And all of the podcasts that relate to that topic or blogs will come up. So that's a great way to find some of your favorite shows and topics covered. And I'm excited, too, about our sister network. We have launched the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network, and I have a couple of podcasts over there. One of them is A Few Minutes with God. You can find that broadcast over on that other network, as well as some of our other shows. We are slowly adding more and more podcasters, and I have talked to quite a few podcasters that are going to be getting started with us as well. So if you want to go directly to my podcast, it's A Few Minutes with God podcast.com. And I also have another one, it's Writing and Podcasting Advice.com, and you can catch those replays over there. And then we've got Sue Ellen Nolan, who is podcasting, as well as Cindy Rushton, a familiar name to many of you who have homeschooled for as many years as I have, or even, as maybe more recent. But Cindy has some wonderful podcasts that we have offered in our bundles, in our little giveaway bundles. And she is my mentor in the way back when we started doing expos and podcasting. So she has been such a blessing. And she's going to be doing Mom to Mom Radio, just a time for moms to get refilled and refreshed, as well as iron sharpening iron. So I can't wait. Well, guys, let's dig into today's podcast. And it is a recording I did on Wellness for Life. So you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Look for the title Wellness for Life. It's podcast episode 218. Let's join the interview.
Hey everyone, this is Felice Gerwitz, and today I wanted to talk to you a little bit on my segment on exercise and health about a product that I've been taking as well as my kids, and it has really helped our entire family a lot. And I did an interview with my guest today, Nate Kiefman, previously, and I'll have a link to that podcast in the show notes to this one as well. And Nate and I did a segment called Feel Better for Life, and I will have that link. And you can hear a little bit more of the backstory of how Nate got involved with For Life and how I got involved through Nate, who is a friend of mine that I've known many years online in the business world. And Nate, you're a consultant and an entrepreneur and have done extremely well. And you are one of those very healthy people. So I really appreciate your friendship through the years. It always makes me smile when I see an email come in from you, or text, or a Facebook, or whatever. Really appreciate it, Nate. And so We are talking today about 4Life, and if you want more information, you can go to the number 4, the word life.com/Felice Gerwitz, and you can find more information. But today, I really want to talk more about the wellness aspect and the income potential. So for wellness, I shared a little bit about that in the other podcast, but just I want to reiterate with, you know, I was hitting another milestone birthday, and it's really a milestone decade, okay, Nate? And, you know, I always thought when we were younger and you'd hear ages, you're like, whoa, that's old. And now when you're that age, you're going, whoa, that's old. But it's all in how you feel. And I'm always really happy that I have these teenagers around, so people think I'm younger than I am. So it's, you know, it's great having them here, but it's also that they take a lot of my energy. So I had purchased protein powders for them before because they're all they're into athletics, and I've got a softball player and a baseball player now. My other son graduated from baseball now. He's an adult. But I have to tell you, I've spent a fortune on some protein powders that my kids would not drink. And I would just look at it and go, do you know how much I paid for this? And then I would taste it, and it was horrible. So I know when we were first talking about the 4Life products, and I said to you, how's their protein powder? And you said, it's really good. And I said, I'm going to hold you to it because, and it was about the same, probably a little bit less, I think, even than some of the stuff I paid for the local health food store, Nate. And they really like it. So that made me happy, and that makes them happy. So let's just talk about that first. Let's talk about the wellness aspect of it and just some things that, you know, kids can drink and other things that we should take or can take to help with wellness. And also, you know, I know that there's a whole line for weight loss. So I threw a lot of things out. Pick up whatever one you want.
That's fine. Absolutely. Well, you know, in my experience, I have a family of athletes, young kids, 13 down to 2. The 2 is probably the most athletic one of them all. at least he keeps us all on our toes, that's for sure. But they all love the protein powder, even the 2-year-old, and which is something, because most protein powders that we've had over our life, and my wife was actually in bodybuilding early on in her high school days, and you know, and has been into it for a long time, and me a little less period of time, but nonetheless, we've taken protein for many, many, many years. And the stuff at the nutrition store you can get, like the biggest complaint with all protein was, how did it taste? And then the secondary impact was, how effective was it? But when our company came out with the protein powder a couple of years ago, it was created by a gentleman that was the editor-in-chief of Muscle and Fitness magazine, and he had this concept called hydrolyzed whey protein. And the hydrolyzed whey protein, what it is, it's the smallest molecular makeup you can get of the protein and keeping the effectiveness of it to where it absorbs into the muscles really fast and really effectively. So taking it within 30 minutes before or after a workout, you'll see extra gains or extra fat burn by doing it within periods of time around your workouts. And it was really interesting, and the science behind it is unbelievable. But he created the product for the company and then and did a bunch of tests. And so here's a couple of the tests and the results from those tests. He says, it stimulates fat-burning markers from visible surface fat for up to 3 hours, 203%. All right, so if you let that sink in for a minute. So that's fat-burning from the visible surface fat, right, for up to 3 hours after you take it. It stimulates fat burning markers from visible from the visceral fat for 564%. Visceral fat is the fat around the organs, the kind that kills you. You don't want that. So it has a tremendous impact on that fat as well. And then it reduces hunger cravings for it increases them for up to 3 hours after you take it, up to 62%. Those markers. And so there's some pretty drastic impact that this particular protein has on the body scientifically compared to most proteins. Most proteins are just built to, you know, build muscle, right? That's kind of it. Mm-hmm. This has in it, has the transfer factor, and then it has the protein, the hydrolyzed whey protein, and then all the impacts, including increasing protein muscle synthesis by 74% over the leading whey proteins in the market. So that's how good it is. And I believe in it so much. All of my kids drink it every single day. I drink it every single day. I have a baseball team who all of them are starting to drink it every day. We've seen some pretty amazing stories of how well the protein, when combined with good healthy diet and exercise, has such a drastic impact on the body. So those are the scientific pieces of it, some of my own personal stories with the protein. The taste is great. It's just a chocolate and a vanilla. I'm personally a huge fan of mixing the two. My kids love that. And then adding a little bit of coconut oil to it makes it just, you know, spot on. So, you know, that's what I do. Any questions about that, Felice, or should we move on?
No, it's really good. And that's the thing. My kids drink it. I like it with almond milk. You know, I don't do as much mm-hmm. as they do, but they have shaker bottles that they put it in. And in fact, my daughter, well, she's been home before. I'm sad, Nate. She leaves next week's her last week home for the summer. Has just blown by, even though she's been home since May. Feels like you're leaving already. But like we were out shopping for a few things, and she got a couple more shaker bottles because she'll put the protein powder in it and take it to school with her. And then they just mm-hmm. keep at their they have a facility where the girls, the softball girls, get together and have lunch sometimes over in the gym in their area. And, you know, she'll just put, you know, keep milk in the refrigerator there and do that. So it's really good. And I know, you know, at least that she's getting, you know, because kids tend to not eat as well, especially when they're away from home. And so, you know, I know that she's getting some really good supplements there with that, because they're not big on taking any kind of pills for anything. So I'm really happy. And I like the vanilla with, you know, strawberries and things like that. And they don't like the vanilla as well, but I have a major chocolate fetish family here. So that's great. More for me. That's what we always say. If someone doesn't like something in a big family, you know how that goes. No worries. Somebody here will eat it. So that's great. And then I know that there's a whole segment on weight loss as well. That, you know,
they just came out with a product called Burn, which increases the fat burning markers even more by 155% by taking it within 30 minutes of a workout. And then it also helps reduce body fat gain by upwards of 11%. So with a poor diet, if you have a good diet, it will be around 9%. So it's just, you know, some numbers. I mean, the best way mm-hmm. to play with this stuff is, I mean, the numbers are, you know, kind of get our heads like, well, what's that really mean? You know, the best part is just to try it out, take a look at what's in it, see if it's something that you're willing to try out for, you know, 30 days to 90 days, and preferably 90 or more to see real any impact. And go with it. And then maybe, you know, there's forlifetransform.com as a website. Look at a bunch of the transformations that are on there. See what people are doing. And these are real-world results. I mean, we had people in the office that were on this for only 3 months, and all they did was just take the protein and then started taking the Burn with it. And I saw guys losing 15 and 20 pounds over 90 days, not really changing their diet at all. You know, they maybe increased their exercise just slightly, but what they're telling me is that, you know, they pretty much kept it static. Did want to see what the mm-hmm. impact of it was just by adding the product line. And I'm sure that's not the results for everybody, but I'll tell you this much. I am about 150% stronger right now than I was ever in my life. And I attribute a lot of that to the quick muscle gain. Combined with they have a product called Renuvo, which is a product you take after your workouts to reduce the lactic acid in your body and help recovery. So it's a great product as well. Also created by the gentleman who created the protein powder as a recovery product for those that are really into the muscle gaining part of things. You know, I have a very mm-hmm. skinny group of kids. I'm not super skinny myself, but I don't know how my kids got this gene, but they're all twigs. And so they all want to put on a little bit of muscle, so they're really into, you know, taking a couple protein shakes a day and bulking up a little bit. So
that's so cute.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, someday it will catch up with them. My kids are all pretty thin too. So, but as they've gotten older, you know, and putting on more muscle, that's great. And I'm as you were talking, I was thinking the Renuvo might be great for Michael, especially because he pitches. So it might be a good thing, because
mm-hmm.
I know they make the pitchers all run after they've, you know, pitched a game.
Yeah.
And so that might be a good thing.
Very yeah,
good.
Any intense
yeah.
workout, you'd want to try that out for sure. You know, I will say this. I know it, my favorite product is actually – I love all those products, and I take all those products just about every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a pretty full cupboard, so I can say that for a lot of our products. We have an energy drink with all natural substances in it, with the exception of a couple of light level sweeteners, and it uses ergamata and a whole bunch of other great products to create a low impact energy drink that lasts for 4 to 6 hours. With no ups or downs, highs or lows, like a lot of energy drinks do. So if you're into like buying any energy drinks, that's something that you do, which I don't expect this particular audience is really into probably that much. But you hit that middle of the day, that 2 to 4 o'clock window, you need a little extra energy. You know, grab one of the powdery drinks, throw it in a nice cold bottle of water or a cup of ice water, stir it up, and you have a nice fresh pink lemonade or berry drink or tropical, kind of tastes like pina colada flavor, or even an orange flavor. Those are the four flavors they have.
Mm-hmm.
And try any of those and see what you like. And it costs out at about $1.30 a packet is what it works out to be when you buy it with shipping and everything. And it's cheaper, better, more effective than anything else you'll do, and it lasts longer than coffee.
That's funny. And I'm laughing at how you, of course, you know how much it costs per thing. That's too funny.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
But that side of your brain is working, Nate. My son, my oldest son is the energy drink person in the family, which I don't like them at all, but he does, I buy those for him. And actually he likes, which I call very hearty, the energy bars, and I was surprised he liked them because he's pretty picky. If it's too nutritious, he usually doesn't like it. and he does. He really likes those a lot. And I'll eat like a fourth of a bar because a whole bar is too much for me. But I'll eat like a fourth of it if I want something sweet. Mornings are that's my, when I would rather eat something sweet, you know, like a cookie and a cup of coffee, that would be ideal for me,
oh
which
my
I don't
gosh.
Do. I know, isn't that bad? I know, but I don't
do
that anymore.
Just take the protein powder, blend
right?
up a chocolate with some coconut oil and add some spinach, ice, and water, and it's an amazing drink. You know, another
okay.
one is really good, and you might like it. And that actually, if you're into like the ketonic diet, or any of that,
mm-hmm.
that actually with 2 tablespoons of like MCT coconut oil and 2 scoops of protein and a handful of spinach is a perfect ketonic meal, right? Which is great for the body and the brain. And then if you do, if you like berries, my favorite is either get a tropical fruit packet with peaches and pineapple and strawberries in it. Throw that,
mm-hmm.
you know, like no more than a cup of the fruit and a couple scoops of the powder with water and ice, and you got a beautiful, really good-tasting smoothie with the vanilla product. My friend, the Holistic Center friends of ours, do blueberries and chocolate with banana and some Brazil nuts. That's pretty amazing, too. So,
okay, so let me
there's a lot
ask
of ways
you
can mix up.
Coconut oil. I do use coconut oil, but I don't like coconut, I know. How horrible is that? So I did find some that doesn't have a coconut flavor. And here in Florida, coconut oil is liquid. You know, it doesn't get hard until, you know, it's in the winter months. So it's very liquidy. But when you put it on ice, Nate, it gets all gross. You know, it kind of gets globby. So you just blend that up and drink it down. Because I'm all about textures.
I don't use I don't use the kind that hardens, because I have that too. I'll take a tablespoon of that before bed, but and I'll eat it, right? But if you get the coconut MCT oil, it stays in the liquid form all year.
Okay.
And that's what I use for the shakes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I was wondering, and I'm thinking it's going to be grainy and gross, and I don't know if I can eat it. So, you know.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Good point.
If I can't, okay, so that clarified that, because I'm wondering how the heck are you, but then if you can eat a tablespoon of coconut oil, you really are hardcore, Nate. You amaze me. But then I've known you since your kids have been little, and I've listened to you, you know, telling your kids, hold on. And I said, what are you feeding them? And you said avocado. And they're like lining up for it, thinking if you can get your kids, you know, when they were little to eat, you just taught them right. You started out right with them. And I think that's great. And,
thanks,
you know, my last three, ate better than the first two. So I remember when we switched over to organics, my oldest was then about, I guess he was about 12, and he was saying to his sister, he didn't think I could hear, and he's telling Christina, he said, this is really horrible. Our brother's not going to know what a nacho is, and he's not going to be able to eat, you know, like all the foods he was lamenting that my other son wasn't going to have. So whenever we'd go shopping, he'd always try to sneak the organic whatever, you know, chip in my basket. And he's still like that. That's why I said I'm really thrilled that he likes the bars. Okay, we're going to switch gears now. And I want you to share a little bit about the income potential here, because this is something that I know that you're an entrepreneur, and we didn't really get into a lot of what you do. But, you know, beyond consulting, you've done a lot with LinkedIn. I mean, you taught me things years ago about LinkedIn. You know, and link strategies. You have a huge group over on LinkedIn, and I'll put those links in the show notes. And one of the things, Nate, and let me back up. So the show notes will be on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, wellness products for the number 4 life. Just look for that on the website. And you have taught me a lot about, you know, income potential, but you always hated, you know, the multi-marketing kind of thing. And I remember when you told me about this, I was like, you like this idea? And you said, no, I never, you know, I stayed away from it, because you used these products for a long time without, you know, thinking that you wanted to, you know, do the business side of it. So just share a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, thank you. You know, 10 years, I mean, I lived in Utah, like the network marketing capital of the world, pretty much for 8 years. So during that time, I never joined network marketing, and I probably had 50 some odd pitches to me over the years. You know, I had a chance to work with some really smart men and women over the years that talked about multiple streams of income, passive income. I learned from guys like Robert Kiyosaki and Richard Branson, and you know, if you guys remember Robert Allen back in the day, to many, many others. And they talked about the concepts of income streams. And I was researching different strategies. I am an entrepreneur. I like making money. I enjoy being able to make money to contribute back to the world and help people in need. And the more that I'm able to make, the more I can help. And so I didn't want to be too judgmental on this practice. And so I ended up learning from this gentleman who made $15 million in network marketing. And I thought, well, if I'm going to learn, I might as well learn from somebody that's done it and see what they do. And, you know, I had all these different predispositions to the model, and a lot of them were some may be based in some truths, and a lot of them based in falsities. But the bottom line is if you have people that are not entrepreneurial or not interested in becoming entrepreneurial, they're typically going to fail. And so there's a wide range of types of people that can succeed in certain amounts of time, some very fast and some might take some education and learning that they got to get through before they get to that point in their world. And so I thought, well, that's fine, you know, but pretty much anybody can make enough to pay for a car payment or, you know, pay for their groceries once a month or a couple times a month or pay their house payment if they shared the product line. And I thought, well, you know, that's pretty cool. And that can change a lot of people's worlds. And I'm really into helping people. I'm really into helping people that are needing help to get ahead. And in my other business, I serve big companies like Microsoft and IBM and, you know, $200 million consulting firms. And I don't have that same space in my personal life that I could help everyday people that were mm-hmm. employees looking for a better way out or looking for that little extra income to make a difference in their world. And and I'd already been taking this product forever, and I already refer it to everybody, and I, you know, whether I wasn't making money on it, I thought, right. Well, let me see if I can get $500 and pay one of my car payments or something. And you know, I have a relatively larger car payment. So I just shared it with about 15 people, and everybody's like, yeah, I'll try it out. Sure, no problem. And Felice being one of them, and all of a sudden, you know, I have enough to cover a car payment. And I thought, well, could I do that again and cover another car payment, and so on. And so that's what I thought about when trying to help out people like my brother, who's a clown, professional clown, and his wife is the hair hanging
really?
Acrobatic person. Yeah, I have. It's fun, right? But you know, they're you know, they need.
Right.
That extra income changes their world, you know?
Right.
So,
that's great.
Anyhow. Yeah, I don't know. You know, for me, Felice, it's really about first it's about our health and our overall internal prosperity. And then if it's something that you find great value in, then, you know, sign up and become a distributor of the product and just share it. And if people sign up with you, then you can make some extra income. And if they keep buying the product, you don't have to keep, you know, selling every month. They just stay on it and you make income. And, you know, you can be just a few hundred dollars extra a month to many thousands of dollars a month and to a lot more than that from several of the people that I know in the business that have global, mm-hmm. global businesses in it. And they have 50 to several hundred thousand people in their downlines and their distribution networks that they've helped change the lives for, you know. And so whether people are just taking the product small in volumes or they, you know, it's something you want to say, hey, you know what, maybe I could make some extra money in this and add this thing called passive income to my world. That's what it's all about. And so for me, the only reason I'm really involved with this is I want to help people. We use this company supports a couple of schools in our area with our support, and they donate every year, $50,000 to $100,000 in supplies and things that we then, you know, redistribute out to the schools and the kids in need in the area and the people that are at risk. So, you know, that's basically it for me. I mean, I don't know what else I can share that would really help people want to hear more about it, but you know, other than it's a great company, the leaders are amazing. They're heart-centered individuals. They've been around for 15 years in this business. The company is very stable. There's 250,000 distributors globally. You know, and the opportunity right now for those of you listening in the U.S. is unparalleled. This company took off in Asia and Puerto Rico and South America, but it never really caught hold in the U.S. because that's not where the momentum was moving. But now it's coming here. And one of the things in network marketing is you're always looking for that company that is stable, has cash flow, has consistent growth, and is what's called the second wave. And so if you're looking for an opportunity to be a part of something that's really big, the U.S. is one of the biggest opportunities in the entire network marketing profession out there. Because it's one of the most successful companies. It's in the top 40 of all companies in the network marketing direct sales space, and it has almost zero presence in the U.S. So us sharing this with you, the likelihood of you having heard about 4Life Products is really low because it's just been outside of the U.S. And so we are paving the way for people that want to build a life by sharing products that help people, you know, help people improve their health. So,
right. And I think for me, I had to try it first, you know, because you shared it. And it's really funny because I, you know, like I said, I've known you and I'm trying to figure out, you know, probably like 10 years, Nate, I think at least. That,
yeah.
Can you believe it? It's been about that long. But I think it's been that long because it's when I started another podcast that I had way back in the day. And so because I know you and I do know how you are, how healthy you are, and I like that about you. You know, I've seen it just in business and just in our friendship. I don't know if you remember, but I think a couple of you know, times you've sent me a text on Christmas morning wishing me a Merry Christmas. I don't even know if you remember that. But, you know, you're just a great person. And so, you know, if you say it's good, it's good enough for me, you know, to at least try it. But I always hesitate when it's like, you know, the whole network marketing thing. But I just know, you know, from what I've done with, you know, like the essential oils, for example, and how I make enough money without really trying there, because people understand the essential oils, I think, because they're very big in the homeschool market. You know, a lot of people use them. So that was, you know, that's an easier thing when people say, oh, you know, what do you use? Or I would share samples with friends. I remember going out to dinner with a friend and sharing some samples because her daughter was sick. And she called me and said, oh my gosh, you know, my daughter, this one specific oil worked really well, and she orders more stuff than I do now. But with this, it was a little bit harder, which is why I said to you, you know, would you come on and, you know, be the first guy that's ever been on Vintage Homeschool Moms? And Nate, you're cool. You're like, yeah, no problem. But, you know, because I gear the show more for moms, but it just, you know, sounds like a great opportunity for a stay-at-home mom, just, you know, look into it. And again, it's the number 4 life.com/my name, Felice Gerwitz. And I'll have the link on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com on the podcast, Wellness Products for Life is the name of this podcast. And, you know, just appreciate you, Nate. And also I appreciate, how you're low pressure, you know, because I know that if people really want to understand more about the business, you know, you've said to me, oh, just send them to me. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you're so busy. You're going to talk to people, who would like to join, you know, and everything, but you are, you know, passionate about this and helping people out. And I'm just appreciative that you reached out to me and told me about it. And now, hopefully I can share this with my audience, which I have now. You guys are all, you know, hearing a kind of a different show today. And, but I know that this has helped me because, you know, I told you, Nate, I started the, you know, twice a month podcasting on, you know, fitness and wellness to make myself exercise. I figured if I put it out there, I'm going to have, you know, to report back and let people know. Yeah, I have to do it. And I do take that one, trying to remember what the name of it is, but the one that helps burn fat after walking, I do take that supplement, the Renuvo. I think that's what you called it. I always say it wrong. Mm-hmm. And that has really helped. And I think you were sharing one time you were at a conference somewhere and you were eating all the kind of stuff you normally don't eat. And you were like all happy because you were still taking your products. And you said, yeah, normally I would gain like 10 pounds and I only gained 2, you know, and not eating good.
Yeah.
So, you know, that always helps,
the,
you know.
The dark side of the products.
Right. It helps you keep the weight off. Yeah. Which, you know, every once in a while it's okay as long as you, you know. I mean, I heard your protein shake here in the morning, which I actually am going to try. I'll have to let you know how I like it. But, yeah, sounds good. Well, thank you so much, Nate, for coming on. And I will have links, you know, to ways to contact Nate as well as links to the4life.com/Felice Gerwitz for you guys on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. So thanks again, Nate. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your passion for the product and the business side of it.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and thevintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.